What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School, we are back down here at Barry's. We've been down here from 2 to 6, starting to get jumping. It's a little chilly outside, but we're inside here at 9th and Q at Barry's. Old School is sponsored by the Mercado. By Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop. I will tell you, good appetizer menu, excellent entree menu. Tomahawk is my favorite dessert. Strawberry sorbet by Jay.
That's you love new, the that's strawberry sorbet.
Strawberry sorbet by Jay.
You should do that. You should try and brand that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Certified Piedmontese.
We got Strix Picks at Myers Cork and Bottle.
Yeah. All right. Well,
now's your chance. Yeah, now's your time.
Here's the deal.
Can't let Strix one-up you.
Yeah, well, we're going to put my picks against Strick.
Ooh, okay. Actually,
so we're going to go into the picks this week. Nate's going to read them off. I'm going to pick all winners, of course, and then I'm going to be have one up on Strick.
All right.
You want to get roll into here. It? Let's get into it.
All right. So our first six games are Big Ten matchups, Nebraska not included, because obviously we're going to take Nebraska to take the spread. First one I got for you, the second-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State. They travel to Northwestern, and despite being on the road, get this, Jay. They are a 38-point favorite. That's a lot of points.
I'm picking Ohio State to win.
Oh my goodness!
I don't think they're going to cover though.
That's just
because I think they're going to clear the benches, but so that means the backups are going
to
play.
I mean, you could throw the backups in to start the game, and it needs to be Northwestern. Yeah. Northwestern's win still only Nebraska.
I know we don't want to hear it. That's like a.
You think? Do you actually think the Northwestern will go 1-11?
Yeah. That's just the way it is.
That's
man.
A tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it is.
Man. That's
that week. Nebraska needs to. They need to never play week zero again.
What? They're not playing week zero next year.
Yeah,
which is nice. But they start off against Minnesota.
That's fine.
You still got a test.
But as long as it's not week zero.
Well, the craziest thing too, Ryan Helinski on the season has 6 touchdowns. 3 of them were against Nebraska.
I know. He looked like Dan Marino that first game.
I literally said after week zero, the Heisman favorite is Ryan Helinski.
Man, he was on and popping. Yeah.
He was. I mean, again, it's after 1 week, which. Yeah.
But he never played like that before ever again.
Literally.
Or ever again. Yeah. Never played like that before. Never played like that ever again.
He looks like trash.
Yeah.
In Northwestern.
Well, I mean, they're just not very good.
They might go 1-11, which is just another tough pill to swallow. Iowa goes on the road to Purdue, and Purdue at home, a 3.5-point favorite.
Oh, I'm picking Purdue. I think Purdue will more than cover as well.
The thing about this game, though, wanted to let you know, and Jake Bakovin, shout out to him, but he fooled me a little bit. He said it's going to be 40-plus-mile-an-hour winds, in at Purdue.
Oh, hold on. Let me pump that back.
But we had text line was telling us it's going to be like 25-mile-an-hour winds.
Well, that's
and over-under is 40. So, one, I'd probably take the under.
I would take the under. Man, 3.5 points. That's the hook. That's the, what they call the hook. I don't really get into that stuff.
That's the hook.
I still think Purdue's going to cover. I feel confident with that.
Well, what's so interesting about that is that Iowa averages 16 points a game, but if you take away their defensive touchdowns, they average 13.
Yeah.
13 points a game.
I think Purdue will be able to muster up points against that Iowa defense.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd probably agree with you. Honestly, both these teams aren't very good. Like, I think Purdue's Nebraska could have beat Purdue, to be honest with you.
They could have, but they didn't.
Well,
what's the next game?
You could have said that about a lot of teams. Maryland, your boy, baby Tua, he'll travel to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin at home, a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, I think this is a huge game for Maryland. They're already bowl eligible, but this is to kind of –
I'm not buying baby Tua, though.
Get them up into the upper echelon to say we can play against the big boys, right? A physical team. But I'm going to tell you like this. Maryland has recruited well. The running back room, receiver room, quarterback room, even tight end, you know, defensive backs, linebackers. The defensive line isn't there yet. That bodes well for Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin wins and covers.
I'd probably agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, but Maryland,
I'm just not
Maryland's
buying
been,
baby Tua, man. I think I don't.
I like
think
I like the way they
show
play
the big games.
Yeah, but I just think that Wisconsin under Jim Leonard has found a way to be more explosive.
Do you think that's who they go with?
I think that's eventually who they will. I don't know what's taking so long, but I think this game here.
That's the thing that surprised me.
Yeah,
Why have you not made the announcement?
And they even when they lost to Michigan State, they played well. They looked better offensively. They look like a more and they're starting to get healthy as well.
Right.
They're starting to get their big. Linebacker back who's been, you know, he leads the team in sacks and he's missed the last two games and he has 6 sacks. So I think Wisconsin will do well.
Yeah, I agree. This is the one where you have the fraudulent team, in my opinion, and I think Vegas agrees with me. Penn State, 15th in the country. They're only a 13.5-point favorite against the Hoosiers.
Yeah, I think they'll cover. I think they'll win. I don't think they're a top 15 team. But I think that Indiana just is atrocious on offense.
Indiana's just not very good at anything.
Yeah. It's just that they are in, rebuild mode. Their quarterback had a couple good games, but
Bazelak, the Missouri transfer.
He got hurt. Their number one receiver is out for the whole season, I think. And so they're in a world of hurt right now.
Why is Penn State 15? I don't know. Maybe it's their record, but I'm not buying Penn State.
And then they lost to Michigan, then bounced back, and they beat Minnesota when everybody still had, you know, Minnesota up there. And so that's they're kind of fool's gold
Minnesota
15. The funny thing about it is Illinois has one loss and Penn State has two, and they're ranked higher than Illinois.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Illinois should be undefeated.
They should be.
Illinois should be in the playoff discussion.
But they're not.
But
if they handle their business, they will be.
I mean, that loss to Indiana is just egregious. That is just a tough, tough look. Well, speaking of Illinois, they're going to host Michigan State after Michigan State just assaulted a Michigan player, whatever the hell that's about. 8 players going to be out for Michigan State. Illinois comes in at 16. They only jump one spot against Michigan State after beating Nebraska, and they come in as a 17-point favorite. That's a big spread.
Yeah, it is. Michigan State
just assaulting players because that's just what they do. So,
hey man, you run up in the wrong locker room, you gotta get dealt with. But it's probably not the best look for a team that's been underachieved all year.
No,
so,
it's not great at all.
17. It's two ways this can go.
It's a big spread, man.
Mel
that's
Tucker can
spread.
Get these guys to rally, and they play better, and they keep the game close. But I think that. Thorne and Berger, they just have not found a way to, you know, be a consistent offense without Kenneth Walker III. This is no different. Illinois is playing at home. I think Bielema has these guys focused and ready. They're another week without having any injuries, I think, so they're more healthy. So I'm looking for Illinois to win, and I don't know if they'll cover, though. I don't think they'll cover.
Don't think? Nope. Michigan State? I think what's so frustrating,
too. I think Illinois will win, though.
I certainly wish Nebraska would have gotten Michigan State this year opposed to last year because I think Nebraska would handle Michigan State. And on top of that, I asked Strick this, and I'll ask you. If Michigan State loses out, that would put them at 3-9. Any chance that they let Mel Tucker go?
No. No. It's too much money. But I don't know. No. I mean,
I don't know why they gave him that contract to begin with. 10-year, $95 million. Are you kidding me?
Well, because somebody else was going to give it to him, and he's got a really good agent, which you can't be mad at him because Lincoln Riley got one off of that, and so did Brian Kelly. That's how Brian Kelly.
Well, Brian Kelly's 10th in the country right now.
Right, but that's how LSU came calling to get him to leave Notre Dame. So, I mean, it's, you know, everybody looks at the contract, and Michigan State's a program that probably definitely exceeded expectations, but they're better. You know, long term, they'll be, I don't know if they'll be $9.5 million for their coach good,
no.
But they're going to be a team that always will be buttoned up, and they won't be, this will not be a 3-9 team next year as well. Look, Mel Tucker hit a home run in the transfer portal with Kenneth Walker III.
A home run.
Right, and that's the way it goes. And that's the thing about the transfer portal. You can hit a home run, and then you can strike out. And you can strike out, and then you hit a home run. That's not a way. It won't be a sustainable product to build a program. And you're seeing the ramifications of it right now. So.
It's certainly not a sustainable product because Michigan State's a dumpster fire right now. Literally assaulting players in the locker room. And we'll go to that team that was on the other end of that. Fifth-ranked Michigan, they traveled to possibly the worst team in the Big Ten, Rutgers. 26-point
favorites. Yeah, I think Michigan will cover. I think Michigan will win. Rutgers defense will, you know, obviously compete. Their offense is not very good. Michigan's defense has been playing well all year. And then also, you know, J.J. McCarthy will get some chances to be more, push the ball down the field. McNamara will probably get in if they get up, which is good. That'll build depth, and they might need McNamara later on against Ohio State. So I think this is a game where Michigan is going to take them very serious in the sense of it's going to be a good competitive game from Rutgers defense. And they also have to, you know, expand their playbook and get more explosive. And they did this kind of like last year, even against Nebraska. Remember where they really weren't explosive on offense and they're not afraid to take some shots. And I think they're doing it more and more as the season goes on.
And we got to – I'll have a further discussion about Michigan, but we have someone on the text line. John asks, y'all think Michigan State regrets giving Tucker the bag?
I mean, sure. I'm sure. I mean, it's a lot of money, but
it's a lot.
I'm sure there's a buyout where it's not as much. But you know, I think Mel Tucker, his track record helps him out. Now, I mean, he's a good coach. I mean, you're not paying for a guy.
He's the third highest coach in college football, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably like, hey, you know, betting on the future. But I'm sure there's a little bit of buyer remorse, but it's not like other places. Mel Tucker's a worker. Okay, you're not going to have to worry about him not trying to fix it.
True.
He'll definitely go out there and recruit. I guarantee he has a plan to get it together.
And he cares.
So I think that, you know, that alone. Now, if you get down here 3 or 4 years, in year 3 or 4, and he's still looking at, you know, 5-7, 4-8, then, yeah, they're going to be trying to cut bait. But right now, you know, it was Mel Tucker took advantage of the market. You can't be mad at a man that can get it because, look, you know, Nebraska.
You can get the money, take it, absolutely.
Nebraska fans can be mad all you want. We've been paying coaches ever since Bo. So, you know, they've only had two coaches while we've had 3 or 4. So, at the end of the day, worry about our own situation down here, and then everything else take care of itself.
Yeah, Texter says Michigan State will be back next year. Not too worried about it not working out. I want to get back into a further discussion with Michigan.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At 5th in the playoff ranking, are you buying them at 5? You think that sounds about right? I think they should be
right now.
Five.
I mean, you know, to be honest with you, you know,
I think they got it right.
Yeah, they got it right. They're one of the surprises, essentially. And I didn't know what they would do with all the guys. You know, they lost 2 first round guys, you know, on the outside that were essentially not their whole defense, but really, really good in their defense.
Well, I mean, they haven't played anybody, let's be honest.
Right, but still, when you see their defense play and you see the stats of their defense, everybody's eaten. You know, and Mike Morris has 6 sacks, but everybody else, you see a lot of guys with 2-3 sacks. You see them making plays. They've expanded their offense, right? And it takes a different type of mentality from Harbaugh to look at Cade McNamara, who was a captain, led him to the college football playoffs, and have him come back, and even when he's playing well, have him compete for a position and award it to J.J. McCarthy, where McNamara had to play the tougher team in their competition. So it really wasn't set up for, you know, anybody but McCarthy to win. And they're continuing to be effective on the ground with Haskins gone, and so who was preseason All Big Ten tight end, he hasn't played all year. He's done for the whole season. So they have Schoonmaker, step up. He's a senior, so they've had some things go their way. But you know they're a legit team, and the test is going to be coming down the road here. Look, they got Illinois, the team that's going to give them everything that they want. And then they got the big game, obviously, against Ohio State.
Ohio State's going to crush.
You know, we're going to see where they're at and see what Harbaugh can do with a little bit of success and see if they can answer the bell 2 years in a row.
It'll be interesting to see, because I really do think Ohio State's going to beat the hell out of Michigan. But, again, time will tell. Yeah. I haven't fact-checked this, but Texter says 60 players transferred from Michigan State. Only 5 went to a Power 5 conference. He took over a dumpster fire.
Yeah. It was not an ideal situation.
That's crazy.
And, one thing you talk about, a coach, that's able to do that pretty quickly, even what he did at Colorado, which is even probably a harder situation.
Yeah.
Then he goes
back
to Michigan State. So he can coach. And,
he can definitely coach.
It's going to take a while to do it. And so sometimes you pay a premium price for a good coach that, you know, other places know that he can go there and be really, really effective at other places with more, resources as far as athletes and obviously guys on the roster. And plus, people don't understand, they lost their defensive back coach and one of their offensive coaches in the offseason. Michigan State is not a place to where it is good. It's when you have success, other teams come calling. So Michigan State isn't set up to kind of like constantly, replenish big-time coaches like that. So, I think they'll be back next year. They'll be better. And I'm sure they're going to try to finish out the season, a little bit better than they are right now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because, again, they struck lightning in a bottle when it comes to the transfer portal last year, especially with Kenneth Walker, who ended up being a Heisman candidate. Another one that we can have a little discrepancy over, because the college football playoff is definitely going to have implications in this one. Texas Tech travels to 7th-ranked TCU, still undefeated. Texas Tech really taking a step back. We're ranked at one point, have really fallen off. And now TCU finds themselves at home, only an 8-point favorite.
Yeah, that's a weird.
That is weird.
Weird
to me.
Because Texas Tech had that big victory over Texas,
and they've fallen.
Yeah,
apart.
And you thought that they were going to be a player.
Yeah,
and it was like they just caught genie in a bottle, and then next thing you know, they haven't been able to do anything. So, they're betting on Texas Tech to play well. I'm betting on TCU to play well and beat them. Now TCU is fighting this thing that where it's got to look good. You can't just beat Texas Tech.
You have to beat the hell out of
you. You got to start looking at the clock or at the scoreboard. And putting up some points. So we're going to see how they go about it. And sometimes that can put a lot of pressure on you because the players know, the coaches know. So it's going to be interesting to see how TCU does.
Well, let me ask you this. I had this discussion with Nick and Rico, and we didn't see the same way in this one. They said there is a path that if TCU goes undefeated, they won't be in the college football playoff. And I said, I don't see any scenario under the sun. I don't care if there are 3 SEC teams that should be in that place,
right.
You can't leave a Power 5 undefeated out. I just don't think you can do it.
You can. People will be upset, but then that'll probably ramp up the college football expansion playoffs from 2025 to 26 to 24.
Put the pressure on,
yeah,
I know that.
The TCU can only play who they can play.
Power 5.
Right, it's Power 5, but all Power 5s aren't created equal. We know that. So, I think generally it all work itself out. It really will. And, this Tennessee-Georgia game is going to be a big game. And this is it, man. Alabama's in the driver's seat. They got to handle their business. But at the end of the day, they get to play another game. And going from there, they're playing for something bigger. But TCU – If they end up undefeated, it'll be very hard for me to to not see them be in there, even though if they got in there, they're going to probably be like Oklahoma and get demolished. But if they're
undefeated. But you know what? But you earned it.
Yeah, you undefeated. Let them be in there. And so, you know, there's got to be something for running the table because, you know, even though the Big 12 is a step below, it's not that far off that where, you know, they should be – it should be held against them when they've been playing well.
I completely agree. And Texter says, who does Illinois got this week? Illinois has Michigan State. So that test that you're looking for, not going to come this week. It's Illinois at home against Michigan State, 17-point favorites. Jay said that he did like Michigan State to cover, though. Jay, you mentioned Tennessee versus Georgia. This one is for all the marbles, and I have said I will always – put Nebraska above any other game. I'll always watch Nebraska, but I am very thankful that they are not playing at the same time because
right.
This is the game to watch. This is a possible national championship preview, depending on how the chips fall. This one is got a lot on it, a lot riding
on
it.
Yeah, I mean, this is
Tennessee on
the
road.
This is the driver's seat to
this
get down to Atlanta.
This is the game.
This is it. This is Tennessee. Can you continue to play above expectations? And that offense has got to be rolling against the best defense in the nation.
And only one of these teams can go to the SEC championship game.
But
they're on the same side.
Them dogs are coming, though.
I'm just letting you know, 8.5-point favorites.
But them dogs are coming, though.
That's a lot of points.
I know. But them dogs are coming. They're the defending national champion, and they're disrespected.
Are they? I didn't agree with the AP poll. Tennessee, rightfully so, the number one team in the country.
But
I'm not saying that they're the best team, but they've earned it. They have earned
national
it.
Champion.
You're right.
Until the champ gets beat, they need to be number one.
And Georgia has
looked good all year. And
their
offense has been explosive.
They have
Bulldogs.
To cover 8.5?
Yeah. Bulldogs. Big. You heard it here first. Big. Bulldogs. Here's why. They are gonna make them play one handed. Bulldogs. Don't even say to cover. Just put big. Bulldogs big. Big.
I don't know about that.
Big.
I don't know. What if it was at Tennessee? That changed things?
Yeah, if it was at Tennessee.
If it was at Tennessee?
Yeah.
I know it's in Georgia, and those fans are ridiculous.
But them boys, they coming to hunt.
Though. I know. I like Tennessee, and you know why?
Why?
There's going to be one player on that field that is a graduate at Virginia Tech. And that's Hendon Hooker. That's Hendon Hooker, baby. Where did he get his undergraduate degree? Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. Give me Tennessee money line. That's all I got to say on that one.
You said
Alabama is in the driver's seat. I agree with you. They're going to travel to LSU, surprisingly, in the first college football playoff rankings. 10th in the country.
Right.
First year under Brian Kelly. Alabama, despite being on the road, 13.5 points.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game.
That's a big spread.
But I think Alabama will end up winning.
They cover?
No. I think LSU will keep it close. You know,
I'll give you
Brian Kelly. It's commendable.
I told you.
Yes, you did. I'm giving you your props.
I appreciate that.
The first game of the year, it looked horrible.
It looked rough.
What he's able to do is rally the troops, find a way for that offense to get going. Even in the middle of the season when their receiver scrubbed his whole social media of LSU, he was pouting because he only had
one. I saw that. They're saying he's going to enter the transfer portal.
Then he started getting the ball. He's all right.
Right. As this always goes.
Yeah, and the defense has been playing well. So I'm giving him credit, man. But Alabama, I think, is going to win.
Alabama's a different beast. I mean, if you got Nick Saban on your sideline, you should be favored. And even against Tennessee, I understood how they were favored. They got Nick Saban.
Yeah.
This one's probably the most intriguing one to me. Your boy, Adrian Martinez, smacks – well, he didn't play.
Yeah.
Kansas State smacks
Oklahoma State. Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, 48-0, too. Oklahoma State had to bring the quarterback in. That was literally – hands were shaking. He was scared.
That was embarrassing. There's no other way to put it than embarrassing. But despite being at home, despite that win, your boy Quinn Ewers with the mullet comes into town. Texas is a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
On the road.
I like Texas because –
on the road.
I do. I like Texas because mainly I don't think Adrian's going to play.
He shouldn't after last game. I don't know what that kid's name is, but he torched Oklahoma State. He looked good.
But now that what happens is the Texas defensive coordinator has some tape on him. So – I think Kansas State played the best that they could play last week. And they're at home.
That is the best that anyone can play against.
No, you know what? I'm going to back there's just something about Sarkisian in Texas that just seems like he's just going to mess it up.
You don't believe in Sark?
No. I lost all. I know it was his first year last year, but when he had that like 28-point lead against Oklahoma and they lost,
what the hell was that about?
That let me. That's his resume obituary about to get fired.
After the game, you're not allowed back on the bus.
Yeah, so I'm gonna reluctantly pick Texas.
Take Texas.
No, man, I hate Texas. Kansas State. Yeah, man, what's wrong with me, man?
Kansas State. I think it'll be an intriguing matchup because I like what Kansas State did last week, obviously. I mean, you shut out Oklahoma State, who's one of the better teams in the country, was supposed to be.
Yeah, but I ain't never picking Texas.
But that, I don't know. Kansas State is just so inconsistent.
Yeah, I know.
It's so inconsistent.
But they're at home, big victory. They're starting to be more explosive on offense. You even saw Cade Warner. He's making some 50-50 balls without his mustache. So now they're pretty good.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going Kansas State.
All right. We got to go to break.
All right. We're going to break.
I'll run through it real quick. You got Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, TCU, Georgia, big. I have that. Yeah. LSU and Kansas State.
And that's just the cover.
That's the cover.
Yeah.
Not to win.
All right. Old School going to break. We'll be back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.